back here at Baltimore Internet Radio. I'm Dave Custy. I'm here with DB Elvis. Yeah, he's looking at me because I do forget things quite easily. And we're here at the night of 100 Elvises. And tell us a little bit about yourself, DB.
Well, let's see. I was born in Brooklyn, New York. Grew up an Elvis fan in Staten Island, New York. Started singing at an early age. Fronted a few cover bands. Sang in restaurants and. Somehow I turned into an Elvis tribute artist. And I say tribute artist because we don't really like to use the phrase impersonators.
Right.
It just sounds kind of cheesy, has a negative connotation to it. Because I'm not him. No one will ever be him. So it's a tribute. We try to make it authentic, get the voice as close as possible. But I'm just living the dream. You know, having a good time.
What do you do up at Staten Island?
I've been a bus driver for the MTA, the Transit Authority in Staten Island, for the past 23 years. So I've been pretty fortunate with that, and I have enough seniority now where I have the freedom to perform all over the country, my vacations, weekends, days off, doing my Elvis tribute.
So you do this all around the country and all?
Yeah, I've been as far south as Memphis, naturally, all the way up the eastern seaboard, up into Ontario, Canada, do a lot of shows in Delaware, come here to Baltimore 3 or 4 or 5 times a year, do some local shows, but yeah, I've been very fortunate.
So. Tell us about Baltimore. How did you know about Baltimore?
Well, one of the gentlemen who's been part of this almost since its beginning, a fellow named Johnny Pershock, he turned me on to it. And this is actually my third year here. It's a great event because it's a charity. And if you ask any of the guys that do this, we're all about helping people out, bringing smiles to people's faces. And if we could raise money to raise awareness for whatever cause we're working for, what's better than
that? Sounds great. Now, we're doing this again because I screwed up the first time. And I'm going to tell everybody I don't care because the first time was perfect. It was wonderful.
It's all good.
And I looked at it and said, well, why isn't this doing this? And I thought, oh, jeez. So I apologize to
That's
you right
okay.
now.
That's okay. That's
all right. We're going over things again. But let's just keep going over things. You
sure.
love doing this. What songs do you do?
I love the older Elvis stuff from the later 70s. How Great Thou Art. Actually, that's from the 60s, but what he did with the songs in the 70s, we're almost giving an operatic twist. Hurt, My Way, songs like that, the power ballads. But I'll basically sing whatever the audience wants to hear, I'll do. But if I had to say my specialty on Chain Melody, those later songs.
That's very good. And this is a wonderful night. You said this is your third year here?
Yeah, this is my third year here.
And you're going to continue to come?
Yeah, here again tomorrow night too.
What are you singing tonight?
Tonight, well, upstairs I already sang You've Lost That Love and Feeling on My Way. And then I have a set in here. I'll mix it up a little bit. I put about 16 songs on the track, and I figure I'll just have the DJ press play. Whatever he plays, I'll sing.
Oh, that's great. Because I know the guy in there, he's a good guy to supply you with the music and all like that. So tell me about, though, you said you grew up loving it in Staten Island and everything.
Yeah.
How did you get really initiated into it?
Well, that you can thank my mom for that. She was a big Elvis fan. And she sat me down and watched the Aloha concert in 1973.
Oh, right.
And I was about 8 years old back then. And I remember seeing Elvis and saying to myself, this may be the coolest guy I have ever seen in my life. At 8 years old, you just look at it, I was like, I want to be that guy. Of course, I couldn't come close, but I was a singer. We would do Elvis songs, but then somewhere along the line, about 9 years ago, it just clicked and the hair started growing, the sideburns. And the jumpsuits started coming out. The rest has just been history.
Great.
It's been a lot of fun.
Well, you look like it.
Thank you. That usually helps. Yes, I try hard. You know, I have an unhealthy knowledge of makeup for a guy, but it's okay. But
you
got to do what you
got to
do. Exactly. Smoke and mirrors. But the way I look at it, if you're going to do it right. You don't want someone to come in there and see a 400-pound Elvis, a 3-foot-tall Elvis. Someone who's singing in another language. You want to get as accurate as you can. And that's why I don't really do a lot of 50 shows because I just don't pull that off good. But it's all about being a fan, you know, being up there.
And like you say, the proper word is a tribute.
Exactly.
It's a tribute.
None of us are trying to be Elvis. We don't call ourselves Elvis. You know.
No. Uh-uh. You don't go around and
yeah,
your
you know
says,
what?
Here's your dinner and you go, thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, it's just that I hate that. But unfortunately, there are guys out there who do that, but very small number of them. So, you know.
Still see yourself doing Elvis in 3 years, 5 years?
Well, I would hope so. I'll be retiring from the Transit Authority in about 5 or 6 years.
And oh, so you can.
If I look youthful enough, still, I would just love to. Thank you. I would just love to take it on the road, like, just get out there.
And then you get to the 77 kind.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, just stay exclusively with that. Because, I mean, and I loved Elvis, but, you know, he died at 42, but he actually looked a lot older. So it could keep me working longer, and I don't mean that in a bad way. That's just the fact of it, you know?
That's true.
On the stage, you could pull a lot off. So, you know, it's good.
So you've been here in Baltimore 3 years. What do you like about Baltimore?
I love going to the Inner Harbor. Just the restaurants. We went down to Little Italy. We took the ferry there, and just the aquarium. It's just a lot of history here, Camden Yards, and the people are great. We just love it.
What is it? Yankees or Mets?
Yankees. Yeah.
It's all right. You're an Elvis guy.
Yeah,
I'll forgive that for a while. Right?
Too funny.
So, is there anything else you want to talk to? You want to add anything?
I have a website. I have a website. It's www.dbkingelvis.com. That's dbkingelvis.com. Or you could friend me on Facebook, Dan Barella, Barrella. Facebook is actually the best way because it just reaches everyone. And I'm the worst at updating my website. So Facebook is the way to go.
Well,
just friend me on that.
I'm going to put a link on this.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, it'll be up on the website.
Cool.
I'll let you know. We put a link on it so you can listen to it at any given time.
That's terrific.
And just all I ask is spread the word.
Great.
The word
definitely will.
This is just a fantastic night, isn't it?
And you're going to
be back
great.
Tomorrow night.
Back tomorrow night again. Yep, going to do it all over again tomorrow night.
As it's just, we were talking before when I had messed it up the first time, that Elvis is somebody in the music that at that time you're going to hear forever, for millenniums.
Yeah.
You know? 50 years, 100 years from now.
It's just going to keep going on and on. Yeah.
Going on and on. And it's great because it's things that people love.
Yes.
You know, it's a passion for it. It's something that you really, you know,
I agree.
You're into it now, you've done it.
Yeah.
You're going to retire soon.
Yeah.
You're going to keep
I'm
doing
just
it.
Just going to take the act on the road.
Terrific.
Steady. Now it's a little hard with my job, but my weekends, my vacations, my days off, pretty much I coordinate. That's when I do my shows. But we make trips because we're going all over the place. And some of the venues, I've been on some pretty cool stages. I've sung in a lot of backyards too and bowling alleys. But every now and then you do get on a really nice stage with an orchestra behind you. And that's just,
that's over the top. That's the life of it. You know?
Yeah.
From barbecues to Madison Square Garden.
Exactly.
Thing,
exactly.
You know?
It's just... Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I feel very fortunate being able to do what I do.
That's great. So keep in touch, okay?
Yes, definitely. It's been a pleasure.
That'd be terrific. Thank you for doing it again.
Well, thank you for having me. It's okay.
Great meeting you, Dan.
Yes, pleasure.
Yeah, good luck with you.
Thank you so much.
Keep in touch.
Yes, definitely.
This is Dave Custy. You're listening to Baltimore Internet Radio on the night of 100 Elvises.
Yeah.